The other day I was reading this shit. You know what I'm saying? It was talking about how the white people in the
yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be throwed up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be throwed up.
But there's only so much time left in this crazy world. I'm just crumbling there. I'm just crumbling there.
What's up? It's recording.
Oh, hey, what's happening, everybody? This episode is the Counter Grow Expo in Denver at the Crown Plaza. Salute to the Counter Grow team. Put on a damn good show. The industry is growing. I hope y'all enjoy it. A couple of vendors, a lot more. So we're going to do a two-day. It was a two-day event, so we're going to break this up in two podcasts. So we'll hit y'all next week with it, and I can call some of them, try to get some interviews. I want to, man, salute to all the people that was there. Man, it was so many. It's crazy. So it's election time, so good luck to all the states. And man, you know, go to the website Urbox, urbbox.com. Hey, got a new blogging series, cuffing season, cuffed up with your woman or your man and smoking, you know, different things you can do, so do that. What you got, L?
Nothing major, man, just try to keep up with me at the next expo. You know, we all got to stick together, Black Lives Matter. But,
Lil Wayne, it does.
It does, it really does, truthfully,
what
it does.
What you talking about?
But you know what I'm saying, we just holding it down for all the Stiletto Stoners. Hit us up at urbox.com, urbbox.com. And all you people, you need your audio editing, your podcast editing, anything audio related, you can hit us up at meekmind.com, meekmind.com. Reading is fundamental. Okay, guys, anything else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, this is 2016. We at the Cannabis Grow Expo. This is Urbox. Yo, man, with me and KB right here. Man, this is live in effect right here. So we're just going around, and we're going to get a couple of people. We're going to step in. Looks like we are right inside of everything here. So, yeah, man, this is really going down. So we're going to get some news for you all. All right. Let's go over here. Where we headed to?
Airstream Innovations.
Right here.
Airstream Innovations.
Hey, what's going on, my man?
Basically what it is a positive pressure structure. So that's nothing new. Those were invented in 1910. It's like a jumper that your kids would play in, you know, at a birthday party. But this is on a huge scale. So what we do is we, this represents 66 feet by 360 feet, which is roughly a little more than a half acre. The actual growing space is about 18,000 feet when you include all the bells and whistles for cannabis. So the structure itself is made out of a woven polyethylene plastic. It's rated the last 5 years. And that is actually connected to a skirt embedded into the ground. We put up these intake towers. And what these are for is when the wind, whichever way the wind blows, these work like 360-degree check valves. So it directs the air into the structure. Then we have a set of fans that these little computer fans represent. Those actually supplement the natural wind to keep it at homeostasis. So it's always inflated. With the goal being to set up a airspeed that's optimal for your plant. Everyone talks about sunlight, nutrients, water. They rarely address air competently or fully understand it. This guy, David, the owner, the inventor of this.
Oh, is that right? You?
David, the inventor, he has mastered that fourth pillar of photosynthesis, airflow. without airflow, it's just like not having water or sun or nutrients. You have to have airflow, and it's the least thought about. It's always an afterthought. You know, it's in a greenhouse, a traditional conventional greenhouse, it's whack-a-mole. You know, you're trying to put fans and evaporating cooling and get the airflow, mostly because they don't understand airflow. They're trying to take something from Europe, you know, Amsterdam glass houses on the North Sea, which when they need airflow, they just open the vents and this beautiful North Sea wind vents.
Let me see if I get this straight. This is basically set up like a greenhouse.
Yep.
But what different is about it, it keeps the air inside and keeps circulating.
No, it doesn't circulate it. It moves it through. So as the air is captured here and it augmented, it just pushes it out a single door. So it's positive pressure, meaning if you're a bug, right here it's about 20 mile an hour wind. No bug can fly in it. Any bugs that come in this way are captured in an insect net before they ever reach the plants. So no pesticides. And because the airflow is even and consistent, you don't have fungal pressures.
Now, where are you all located?
We're out of Southern California, San Diego specifically.
San Diego. Mm-hmm.
We have over 1 million square feet of citrus nurserymen growing right now, full production. And we have about 80,000 square feet of cannabis going into production. So it's a relatively new market to us. It's not new to the ag world. If you're interested in growing heirloom tomatoes or a wonderful variety of a berry or some cool edible arrangement thing, you know, this wasabi, I got a wasabi grower, that want to grow super organic. This is the definition of super organic.
Now, let me ask you, with it being on the ballot just in a little bit, California be recreation. With, you know, it's been a controversy whether some growers like it, some growers don't.
Yep.
As a business owner yourself in this business, it benefits you either way.
It really does. You know, I'm selling picks and shovels. We're not growers ourselves. We have been in the past, but we stopped our own label, and this was not cannabis. It was heirloom tomatoes and a particular strawberry.
Well, that's why you made the reference of the edible arrangement.
Yeah, so okay. So the idea is, how he invented this came about over long trial and error, kind of like the scientific method. He's really the modern Thomas Edison of our day. He not only invented the concept of the wind assist, instead of fighting the wind, he's using the wind, but he's also invented, for the cannabis market specifically, all the other bells and whistles that you need to grow specific strains that, you know, light deprivation and, you know, these types of requirements that cannabis have that are unique to cannabis. Cannabis is a very unique plant. It's a very picky plant. The hard thing is to scale it up and still have high-quality product. And this is going to get you that scale without any pest pressures, because we stop all the pests before they ever get to the plant, and no fungal pressures because we take care of the airflow.
Cool. All right, man. I sure appreciate it.
Yeah. Let me give you a...
Check out the website.
Thank you.
I just put up a couple articles.
What is the website again?
MakeHempGreatAgain.com.
What is it?
MakeHempGreatAgain.com.
Oh, my God. Come on, man.
Folio Grow. Folio Grow. FOLIOGROW.
All right. Okay. Can you explain exactly what
Sure. We have a cloud-based software system that lets you manage and optimize your grow. We manage the strains, the workers, the tasks. At the end of the day, we will show your owner or your investors how much money they have put in and how much revenue they have got back from it. And we will let you analyze each part of it.
So you're putting a little bit of data behind the growth.
Absolutely. We analyze the data and we will tell you which strain is more profitable, which strain you should plant now and hold on for later, which workers are really doing well and which workers who might not be doing that well.
Do you also break down whether it's indoor or outdoor growth?
Yes, we do.
Well?
Yes, sir, we do.
And tell which one is...
Which one's better based on your limited constraints.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's hard to put data against the sunlight against... Well, I mean, I guess it would be better. Or would it be better or would it be worse when you're working with the elements, the wind, sun, air, Is it better that way, or indoors is more climate control being indoors?
We would analyze all that data for you, sir, and we would also analyze the cost of running a plantation indoors as opposed to outdoors. Maybe your light bulbs has different cost. So at the end of the day, what really matters is how much revenue you got out of it, right? So the outdoor one, although the sunlight is free, maybe you didn't get as much revenue as you would have with an indoor plant. So we would let you analyze it on a one-on-one basis, use that data to make up your own conclusions instead of us trying to tell you what's best.
Right.
So it's based on your data.
Now, even let's say you're breeding your seeds,
uh-huh,
and you have different seeds.
Right.
This is also a good way to know when you're breeding the seeds, or you have feminized, you know, males, and to really break it down that way, right?
Absolutely. For each seed, we can tell you how much that strain went through the process, how much revenue it bought, how much problems it had, and pound per value, and all of that stuff.
And, okay.
Yeah.
And where are you based out of?
This is a horticulture expert. He's based out of Colorado here. Brett and I are based out of Texas.
Oh, what part?
We're a virtual company.
Where?
A virtual company. We got people all over the place.
Oh, okay, because I'm from Texas.
Oh, we're in Texas.
Dallas.
So are we. Which part of Dallas?
I'm in Garland.
Garland, okay. The office is in Deep Ellum.
Okay, yeah.
Phenotype of plant is different. You mean we grow cannabis? I grow cannabis. I have 42 strains, you know, just in that one grow. You know, they're all different. Outdoor crops are all different. You know, you can track. You know, you can also track it down to the employee. Maybe you've had, you know, 20% more success when you've had one employee take care of this one crop versus another. So you're tracking all assets, your human aspects and assets, your nutrients and your costs as far as hard products you buy from the grocery store, and also, you know, your back end with your sales and stuff. It's going to tell you, like, hey, this strain sat in my inventory for a month, you know, it was real cheap to grow, but what, you know, why bother? It's like, why grow Blue Dream? Nobody wants it anymore. You know what I'm saying? That's good data to know when your guys...
Don't say that. You know AL loves Blue Dream. So AL, he did not mean that, AL.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
My good friend AL loves Blue Dream. He didn't mean that, AL.
I actually really like Blue Dream too. But you know, the market ebbs and flows, and you want to know what's going on and how the pattern was for you last year. You know that, you know, maybe for the holidays, this certain kush that you grow flies off the shelf. Well, you pick a date and you put that strain in for that harvest, it'll backfill your whole schedule.
Like, so, you said, your own personal farmer's own.
Yeah, so they'll, yeah.
All right, man, appreciate it. All right, podcast. It's sort of podcast right there.
Well, Chris, what do we have here? You're probably the better for the radio stuff.
Boom.
Please. I don't know.
Have you looked at LED grow lights?
Yes, I have, okay, man. But you know what? A lot of things have changed.
They weren't that good a couple years ago. That's the problem. So we're a research and development company, okay? We actually listen to our customers, listen to the growers, and we come out with the best product on the market for that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Thing is, it's all about energy savings, maintenance savings, and reduction, stuff like that, HVAC savings, all that stuff. We're all going to do that, but does it actually work? We're usually coming out with about a 10% better yield than HID lights and HPS lights. So that's basically the bottom line there. Better yield, saving energy. If you're not thinking about energy savings right now, you're going to be out of business in a couple years, especially with power going through the roof like it's kind of.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Now, let me ask you this. Now, the big thing is to try to go against those double-end Davita, you know, and has the LED got up to that point?
We are there. Yeah, we're definitely there. I mean, we're NASA-engineered lights. Our main engineer actually worked for NASA for 20 years. So
is that right?
That's the whole thing. It's
I used to work for NASA for 2 years.
Okay, well, there you go. It's
like,
how do you start growing products on the space shuttle, man? It's all about rated energy and the less amount of energy you can do. So they work now. There's different it. Now, the thing is, there weren't a lot of standards for lights and stuff like that, so there's a lot of bad stuff on the market that gives LEDs a bad name.
Yes.
We work with people. We're a research and development company to make sure we have a good product out there. With most of our growers, like I said, we're seeing a 10% better yield than most HPS and Gravita lights and stuff like that.
So
there's no maintenance. You don't have to swap the bulbs out every 6 to 9 months, man.
No.
You don't have to worry about that.
So you can get, through an LED light, you should be able to get about how many grows you think?
Well, I mean, if you're using it all year, it depends. Usually one every about 90 days. So 4 to 5 a year. Chris, would that be right? About every 90 days? For a full cycle on the grow?
So how many grows can you get out of LED? I mean, that's one thing they don't really talk about.
That's not going to change anything. That's plant genetics. So if it's a 45-day plant under HID, it's going to be a 45-day plant under LED. So that's absolutely not going to change at all.
Right.
Yeah. And amidst a lot of people are saying that, you know, LEDs cause things to speed up, you know, that we can harvest, 10% faster, complete and utter bullshit. there's no mat. There's nothing you can do with a photon that's going to change the genetics of a plant. I'm sorry, at least as far as photosynthesis is concerned. We start talking about the more geeky stuff of photomorphogenesis, is how wide the plant is, how tall, if it's lanky, if it's stretched. We can control a little bit of that with spectrum, but for the most part, all that that you hear out there is simply marketing hype.
Break it down. Okay. Yeah. Now, the other little thing, now with this particular light, is it best, you know, for your veg and your flower? With the LED, it's not so much switching it from veg to flower, you just raise it up and down, right?
Well, it depends. It's light levels. So under, right, under veg, we're looking probably somewhere 400 to 600 micromoles of light, and for flower, we're looking probably 700 to 1,000, kind of depending upon the plant type and strain and that. That's, and these are figures for high light plants. There are other plants that can be grown that use a lot less light than that. Mm-hmm. And traditionally, what folks will do is veg in one spot in, you know, smaller containers, and then increase the light levels in another spot. So maybe this light would cover a 5 to under bloom. It's kind of to change those light levels. But yeah, right, raising and lowering the light would actually affect that.
So you have to deal with the dialing and all that.
We don't do any dials. Yeah, we don't do any of that. It's an opportunity to introduce error. You know, BIOS has looked at this, and you know, a lot of these things, again, they're just marketing hype, and they're just not necessary features. They're actually potentially have harm, because if you're going to change your spectrum, what are you going to do? You're going to turn something down at some point, because if you have it there, you're not going to suddenly turn it up the last couple of weeks. I mean, the analogy I say is like trying to drive your race car only turning your turbocharger on the final lap. It wouldn't make any sense. So the problem with spectral changes at the end of the harvest, you're actually going to be turning something down. When we turn something down, we simply decrease yield. That's it. Whether your terpene analysis is higher or lower, I want to talk to the chemist who ran the analysis, and I want to run the analysis a real amount of times, not just one. I want to run it 100 times and really see, is there any truth to that? But unfortunately, nobody has the time. Nobody understands this testing protocols. Everybody's making stuff up. There are no standards. It's still the Wild Wild West. People do claim how far advanced we are. We're day one. We're still an infant. We don't know anything about all of this. There's just a lot of marketing claims and a lot of unproven science at this point. But the good news is we can start talking about all this. It isn't that fun.
Yeah. Now, let me ask this. You know how you notice a lot of lights, once the timer knocks it off, it just goes off.
Mm-hmm.
With the LEDs, they're easy to give you that sun, you know, sunrise,
yeah,
and sunset.
They turn off just the same as everything else. As soon as you turn off the light, the sunrise, sunset, bad idea. If we're growing outside, let's grow outside. Let's talk about sunrise and sunset. We're growing indoors. Let's talk about DLI. Let's talk about exactly how much light we're giving to the plant. Let's not talk about any of this other myths and stuff that's out there. It's simple what the plants need. We just simply give it to them. That's it. Everybody likes to make this complicated. Everyone likes to hype this up. Man, this is just simple, simple science. We had a couple of meters, a couple of guys who know physics, and off to the races.
This man is keeping it all the way 100. I love this shit. What's the name of the company?
This is BIOS Lighting. Right. They're out of Melbourne, Florida. And I don't work for BIOS. I'm just a friend of theirs. I've actually got the privilege to have their very first prototype light hanging in one of my grow rooms. And we're just friends because I'm the author of the LED Grow Book. They read my book. They liked most of what I had to say. So I tell people I filled a whole bunch of NASA scientists with my book. And that's basically why I'm here today, standing here.
All right. And you're out of Florida.
No, I'm actually out here out of Colorado. So I'm
out of
Nevada.
Oh, okay. And they're out of Florida.
So the company's headquartered out of Florida. Out of Melbourne. Right. Just down the hill, just down the street from Cape Canaveral.
Okay, let's get to it. Now, what is the name of your book?
My book is the LED Grow Book. And it was years ago that I looked at the market and said LEDs are going to be the future, but you know, we need something to help people get started. And so I made the stupid idea to sit down and write a book, and a couple of years later, finally in production, and you know, sold thousands and thousands, maybe tens of thousands of copies now. So I must have said something, right?
Right. Now, okay, well, let me get your expert opinion on it, since you wrote the book. Now, you got Spectral King, let me not say their name, but when you go to the top of the, you know, they're saying how much can yield with this. Like you said, we're day one. We don't really know. It depends on the genetics of that plant. You can't just
and
say.
And one of the things that I've discussed with a lot of folks is we've been doing maybe call it 40 years under HID lighting, you know, HPS lighting. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of strain selection under that. We know what strains grow very well under that lighting. We haven't done that selection for LED lighting yet. And so we're going to find different strains that are going to react really well. So when we talk about harvest yields, we should be able to get similar or greater harvest yield than you have with HID right now. But when we start unlocking things, the plants that are actually, you know, specifically bred, specifically selected to grow under LEDs, we're really going to see some amazing stuff.
All right, man, you need
so
to.
So market's changing.
Yeah, you're on your shit, man. I really appreciate it. What's your name again?
Christopher Sloper.
Say it slower for the people that can see.
Christopher Sloper.
All right. You get that on Amazon?
And it's my book on Amazon. LED grow book on Amazon.
All right, man.
All right.
Thanks a whole lot, Chris.
We are Biosliding.
Biosliding.
All right. Yeah. Biosliding.
Biosliding. Correct.
Right. Right out of Florida.
Correct. Take your car.
Are you north or south Florida?
Middle of the road. Right in the middle.
Middle. Not bad.
But I'm out of Colorado, so.
Oh, you're out of Colorado.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but you manufacture here or Florida?
We manufacture in a lot of different places. We'll just say that. So. Yeah.
And we assemble in a lot of places too.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, but my warehouse is here, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So and. Are you on Amazon or are you just straight?
No, we're dealer direct with us.
Dealer
so
direct.
That's it, yeah.
Okay, so your smallest light is what?
That's basically it. That would be our smallest light right there. Mm-hmm. So
we do have some offerings that are coming out more. This is our industrial or commercial grade application, and there is applications for more what's called the hobby or retail size. It's going to be a smaller one. So the idea is somebody who wants to grow a couple of plants in a closet kind of an idea.
Right.
We'll be addressing that in a couple months.
What's it go for?
Retail is about $1,500 on the start, but you know, it all depends on volume. The more volume you get, I can drive the price down, help you with shipping, stuff like that too. You're still going to see, you know, better yield than most of your stuff with any sort of HPS or whatever. No maintenance, nothing like that. Like I said, 5-year warranty. Don't ever worry about changing the bulb out. That's the best thing about it. So your power reduction is key on that.
That's it.
All right, man. I'm gonna definitely get that book.
Yeah, do.
I'm gonna definitely get that book.
Give me a call if you got any questions or anything.
All right, is your number around? You have a book?
Give me my card.
Yeah, sir. Here we go, right there. Boom. Let's go. Herbbox.
You got one though, right?
I got it. Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah. You got any questions after?
All about the cannabis. So we are here at the booth of Miller Soils. So tell us where you're from and what you got in the soil.
We're based here in Colorado. We have everything from a living soil all the way down to just an inert grow media for your hydroponic needs.
Oh, okay.
We have biochar in our two living blends, the Commercial Drip Media Pro and the Reds Premium. Those are going to help save nutrients and water savings.
I was just about to ask you that. So with this living soil that you have, it's basically can just grow no nutrients. You have everything inside the soil that
it
needs.
It depends on pot size. But the answer is yes and no. The answer is yes if you're going to be outdoors in a larger pot, for sure.
How large are we talking?
We're talking over 20 gallons.
For one plant?
For one plant to be totally probably nutrient set for the season, it needs to be 20 gallons or up. You know, we have people growing in up to 200 gallon pots.
You're talking about a 6 or 7 foot plant, probably 10.
10, 15. That's like Northern California, Washington, not so much here in Colorado. But you know, Colorado, you can have like a 8 foot plant, easy.
Yeah, that's good. Now the other one you're saying for hydroponics, so are you doing clay or pebbles or what do we?
No, we use perlite and pumice. We can also get lava rock or even grow stones that are recycled glass. So
okay.
We've got options. This is just the most reasonable.
Now, do you on your soils, are they custom made for people?
We can do custom mixes.
Oh, you can. Okay.
We can.
And what is your shipping? You know, how many should you have? I mean, can you get just one 1.5 cubic feet bag?
Or? You can do that at your local retail store. What we ship out is typically the smallest is a pallet of whatever you want. Could be bags. It could be a bulk super sack.
Okay.
You know, we've got some options, but typically it's one pallet
one
shipping.
Pallet. Exactly. Okay.
Or go to your local retail.
All right. And local retail will have this is in. Like, mostly in Colorado, because it's a...
No, we're a national company. We ship to Hawaii. We've even shipped internationally to the Cook Islands. We've got customers in Maine, Michigan, you know, all the western states. So, no, we're everywhere. We ship everywhere.
All right, and this
full
is
truck
Miller,
loads all the time.
Miller
Soils.
MillerSoils.com.
Yep.
These are American-made LEDs. They're designed by a GE aircraft engineer out of Cincinnati, Ohio, and we manufacture in Spokane, Washington.
Oh, out of Cincinnati.
Yes. Bright white light. It's not a purple Chinese disco ball LED.
Ooh.
We're UL certified, and we're DLC listed premium. No other LED company you're going to talk to has that DLC premium. That's how you get rebates from your power company. These things are real deal, real efficiency. This big unit right here is 650 watts. Replaces your 1,000-watt DE unit. So it's almost half the energy, It's only 2,200 BTUs of heat. Your 1,000-watt DE is over 4,400 BTUs of heat. So it is half the heat load and almost half the energy. As well as, see my hand here, there's no shadow. It's because it's 2,500 sources of light here instead of one single light bulb. So there's no shadow beneath it. Much better penetration, much better coverage, much better production.
And so this is your biggest light, the 65 watt?
Right there, yep, 650 watts.
And then what's your smallest light?
That little guy right there, the mini, the Next Light Mini. This is 150 watts.
For veg, right?
Veg and flower. So this is for any small home grower, somebody who's in like a tight space, a tent, a closet, something like that.
Right.
2-foot by 2-foot coverage with this 150 watt light basically replaces your 400 watt HPS traditional bulb. $595 retail.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yes. And discounting from your grow stores and things like that if you talk to them, you know. It's kind of like where if you go buy an iPhone from Apple, you're going to get a better deal if you go to Verizon because Apple can't undercut their wholesale stores and things like that. So.
And what's the name of this one?
Next Light.
Next Light?
Next Light.
Okay, so you out of
Cincinnati, Ohio,
but you are...
You're everywhere.
You're manufactured out of...
In Spokane, Washington.
Spokane, Washington.
Yep.